Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. President Donald Trump is endorsing Secretary of State Brian Kemp in the Republican runoff for governor. On Twitter Wednesday, Trump called Kemp, quote, tough on crime, strong on the border, and illegal immigration. Earlier this week, Governor Nathan Deal endorsed Kemp's opponent, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. Election day is Tuesday. The winner faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. Columbia County commissioners voted yesterday to approve zoning for two new solar farms near Augusta. Atlanta-based Beltline Energy is already building the county's first solar farm. Yesterday's vote paves the way for the renewable energy company to install an additional 20,000 solar panels in two rural locations. Beltline Energy operates solar projects in Texas, New Jersey, and in 17 Georgia counties. By the end of the month, several farmers markets across Georgia will no longer accept SNAP benefits to pay for food. GPB's Sophie Peel reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Nevodia, a major EBT processing company, will no longer accept Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, also known as SNAP. Rebecca Connor is a volunteer at the International City Farmers Market in Warner Robins. She says the changes could shut down their market within 3 months.
The majority of our food stamp recipients are young military families, senior citizens, and veterans, and losing the food stamp program would be devastating to these families.
There are several other companies that process SNAP payments, but it will take markets months to get those new systems up and running. For GPB, this is Sophie Peel.
Georgia now ranks 7th in the nation when it comes to providing summer meals for low-income students. That's according to data from the nonprofit Food Research and Action Center. The report shows that Georgia served nearly 200,000 children per day through summer meal programs last year. That's a 37% increase compared to 2016. Despite the improvements, the report also found that the number of local sponsors who provide meals is on the decline. More than 870,000 Georgia children received free or reduced-price lunch during the 2016-27 school year. A teacher who fired a gun inside a high school in Dalton will spend 2 years in jail. 53-year-old Jesse Randall Davidson was sentenced today after pleading guilty to multiple charges. In February, he barricaded himself inside an empty locked classroom and fired a single shot from a handgun. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.